welcome to Nuts About Netflix. It's a podcast about all things Netflix, where we give you a quick review about an episode, series, documentary, so you can decide if it's something you'd like to watch. Abducted in Plain Sight is a true crime story documentary about the Brobergs, a very naive church-going family who befriended a neighbour who secretly had his eyes on their 12-year-old daughter.
That I had found a little girl that I was searching for.
The show documents how a neighbour could befriend a family and the shocking complacency involved in their relationship with him. Definitely not one for young viewers. It's incredibly shocking.
It's about child abduction and grooming.
Yep.
So if that's something that would upset you, you could need to know that that's what it is about.
And it's very graphic. There are details in it where she describes exactly what it did to her as a young child. So it's, I mean, even as an adult, it's very hard to watch and listen to.
Also, lots of twists and turns in it.
So many.
Yeah, they surprise you there. They just pop up and you're like, whoa,
I know.
Wasn't ready for that.
You think it can't get any crazier, and then it gets crazier. Like, I had a pain in my jaw from how shocking this documentary is. I was like, no, this cannot be happening. I think it was the most animated I've ever been watching anything on Netflix, possibly anything ever in my whole life.
And I know it sounds bad to say it, but it was very easy to watch. I was entertained. I know that's an awful thing to say because this is somebody's real life.
Yeah.
But I was very entertained. And also, from the girl who's abducted, she narrates along with her family throughout about what happened from all their different perspectives. And she kind of seems a bit blasé about it, but her mother,
I've never wanted to shake a woman so much in my life.
She will shock you.
Slap her across the face. I was screaming at my laptop watching this. I was like, how? I mean, even decades on, you're telling the story again and you've got a smirk on your face. I've never wanted to slap someone so much in my life.
Yeah, it's all very shocking. The mother's approach to the story is sickening.
Warped.
The father's approach is just speech. I'm speechless.
Yeah, there aren't any words to describe this show.
And Jan, the girl who it happened to, is very
forgiving.
Yes.
I mean, just so kind of, it's okay. That's just what happened. This is the story. It's like, oh my God. Have you been to enough counselling? I don't think so.
Is it the church, though? They are very religious, so is it just that they're forgiving, or are they still very naive as to what really happened?
It didn't explain to me why she was so forgiving. Mm. Maybe there's a part two documentary series, like, you know, how she actually dealt with it as an adult, but the whole thing was just shocking from start to finish.
Yeah, shockingly entertaining.
It's so strange. I think it's because it's just there are so many twists non-stop. That every second you're like, it can't get any crazier. It can't.
Yeah.
It cannot surpass what they've just done right there. Yeah. And then it does.
Yeah.
All right up until the very end.
Yeah. It's shocking as well that the other kids that they did have weren't taken off them
What
they allowed to happen to the child. But it just goes to show you, middle America, back then, how naive. And I don't even think they understood what a paedophile was then. Do you?
Oh God, I don't know. Can you be that innocent and that naive? I mean, at one stage, like, she explains what he's done to her. And then, like, a couple of weeks later, they put her on a plane back to him because she's warped and she has, like, you know, Stockholm syndrome and she wants to be with him.
Yeah.
And they put her on a plane back to him. I mean, what kind of parents do that? I just don't know how the cops, I don't know how the cops haven't seen that documentary and slapped and all.
Yeah. But is it the FBI agent or the cop who talks to it? And originally when she got abducted the first time, they came in on board and then, they pulled the charges from him and the FBI agent said, well, we're still going to prosecute him for this because this is not acceptable.
Oh, yes, the family. Yeah.
Yeah, they pulled I don't think anything happened.
They dropped the charges.
Yeah, they dropped the charges against him. So nothing happened to him after that. So I suppose unless they're willing to make a case on it, then the police hands
are
tied. I don't know
how it works in America, but surely they have to, if they know something's going on with the child, they have to investigate. Surely it doesn't just depend on whether or not a person prosecutes the paedophile. Surely it's just you're breaking a law. Yeah. We have to prosecute you. I don't know. It was so bizarre. I mean, I know it was the 70s and it was whatever.
I think
middle states in America where everyone's very PC and very friendly and loving and church going and all the rest, but still.
Yeah, and it's kind of mind your own business. Don't tell people what's up, you know, don't air your dirty laundry. But I wonder, is it we've all got more intelligent. We're all more informed. We understand the signs that you need to watch out for now if you had ever thought something like that was going on. And also, I think the law have moved forward in how they prosecute and how they see things to be illegal.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
Because, you know, there is actually a group in America. I don't know what their name is, but they're like, they're called something about Men for Young Love. And they're actually a political group that say that men can love children and children can love a man back equally in like a sexual way, that they understand what they're doing and it's okay.
Oh my God.
So I think, yeah, it's all naivety.
Oh, I don't know.
But yeah, it is sickening. So be prepared if you do decide to watch it.
Be prepared to have a pain in your jaw and a pain in your stomach because it's gross.
What was the guy's name?
They used to call him B, but his name was Birchtold.
He actually did 1 year in prison for, he did a year in prison for the rape of one child, right?
In this family?
Yes. No, not that family. He did one year for the rape of one child. It didn't state which child. And then he was later charged for aggravated assault against a biker group who were actually protecting Jan as she was going around telling her story. So he got arrested then and then because he was so afraid he'd have to go to prison after being arrested for that, he killed himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And his brother talks about it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, even his own brother didn't seem that fazed by what he had done.
He said he knew all along he loved children or something like that, wasn't it?
And didn't he look at his own sister with a strangeness in his eye?
It's just all so wrong.
So wrong, yeah.
Well, it's all wrong, but... out of five.
Five.
Five out of five.
Oh, hands down, yeah. From start to finish, I was engaged, shocked. It was all the emotions.
I'd give it 4 out of 5.
What? How can you deduct a point?
Because I know this sounds really bad now and it is a true story, but I feel that it could have been told quicker.
No, Clodagh, you're wrong. Oh my God, it was drama from start to finish. I was like, there isn't enough time to go into this. I need more detail. Like, I want to get into the psychology of the parents, their backgrounds. Why are they so insane?
I just thought that there was no need for the sister's point of view. For me, she didn't add anything to it.
I think she showed how crazy that whole family is.
I don't know. I just thought her point, Jan, the girl who was abducted, and the parents, I think, were enough. And they could have made it quicker. But... it is a true story, so I sound bad by saying like, oh, you should just speed up your abuse and neglect. Tell it fast.
Whereas I'm like, they need a second series. Yeah. I need to know more about this. I need to know why. I need to know how.
On the couch with the Brobergs.
Yeah. I want to get their ideas and opinions on other things in life. If that's how they are with paedophiles and their own children.
Yes.
Like, what else are they slacking off with?
Are the husband and wife still together? The mother and father?
Oh God, I don't know, actually. I didn't look that up.
I'm not sure because they kind of tell the story in separate rooms and it's not really clear whether they are still a married couple.
True. I do know that the mother and Jan wrote a book together and they've done a book tour, which I find strange.
It's just all very strange.
Mm.
5 out of 5 star strange, according to Kate.
5 out of 5 star insanity.
It's definitely on the to watch list if you do like crime dramas, true stories.
Yeah. I've never screamed at my own laptop before, but I screamed watching that.
Yeah. And I don't know anybody who didn't have the equal reaction when watching it. I think everybody has been.
What? No! No! Yeah. What?
Exactly that.
Yeah. If you really like some of the Louis Theroux documentaries, you might like this.
Also, you might like it if you watched Who Took Johnny on Netflix. Although we don't know whether Johnny's dead or alive or his point of view. It's the same kind of story as in a child who goes missing, abducted. So yeah, I mean, it's going to suck you in big time.
So that was Nuts About Netflix with Kate and Clodagh. Tune in next week when we talk about Fargo. Thank you.